We're back, everybody. Oh boy, a recap of preseason game number two. Let's jump into it. Obviously, you know, it's awesome seeing this team out there rocking and rolling again. It's so hard to grade, so hard to jump into conclusions with, you know, half the roster's not playing. San Diego barely played anybody, or I'm sorry, LA barely played anybody, but I thought we had a really interesting, you know, game to kind of break down, and let's just go right through, you know, the main storylines, right? Which is Jimmy G versus Trey Lance. Niners Nation is, up in arms today, and last night the Twitter world was on fire. Just going through, you know, both quarterbacks last night really had a rocky start, but, you know, as the game went on, Lance really kind of transformed himself from, you know, he's not ready to play, like, he's too young, he needs to sit, to, you know, how do you not start in week one? So I thought it was pretty interesting. You know, there's a lot of good clips out there. You know, I'm guessing most of you guys saw the game, kind of going through. And, you know, as I've been saying day one, you know, this kid just has not played a lot. So he's going to have his lumps, right? He's going to really hit you know, some really exciting, explosive plays, like that play down to Sherfield, the touchdown to Sanu. He ran one in. But he needs reps. He needs to play. You know, I think people forget, not only did he have, one start in 2 years, it was at the 1AA level. So this kid just needs to play football again, play consistently. Obviously practicing and, you know, joint practices and whatnot, but it's just not the same. Everybody knows that. And it's just tough to evaluate and really hard for both of them when you have guys missing. You have Trent Williams not playing, Alex Mack's not playing, you know, the Niners didn't play Mostert or Trey Sermon last night. Kittle didn't play. Like, so you're grading on a curve here. And I think, you know, throwing Trey Lance into the pressure cooker, which everybody's talking about doing week one, I just think it's a dangerous proposition, right? I think the worst thing you can do for a young quarterback is throw him right into the fire, sink or swim. I just think it sets him up for failure, not only for the short term, but long term. You know, we still, you know, there's still fans out there that are criticizing and all over Tua simply because, you know, he wasn't ready last year. And they replaced him and Miami missed, you know, the playoffs, and it was just a situation that you probably could have avoided by just sitting him for the whole year. You know, I think it's a little bit different of a situation, obviously. You know, he's not coming off an injury or anything, but I think you've seen how electric and how awesome Trey Lance can be. But let's go through it. I think the one thing that came out of last night is, again, you see the flashes. You see the plays where he makes it and you go, whoa, like, this kid could be something pretty damn special. But again, you know, it's grading on a curve, right? Like, we saw him playing against scrubs and doing this versus guys who aren't going to be playing in 3 weeks. Like, everyone that Trey Lance played against for the most part last night, once San Diego took out Kenneth Murray and a few of their starters, those guys aren't going to be playing. So, again, everything's judged and graded on a curve. But I thought Kyle had a pretty interesting mic drop, which, again, sent 49ers fans into a frenzy last night when he said he's not ready to name a week one starter. So, when we're looking at this, I break it down to two questions. Is he saying this to keep Detroit on their toes and making them prepare for two quarterbacks? Maybe. That's my take. Or is the door really left open for Trey Lance to go and take this job? I don't know. Only time's going to tell. We'll know here in about a week or two, right? I can't imagine Kyle, you know, we see on September 12th, you know, we're unsure of who's going to start, right? Like, I think that question's going to get answered here in the next week or so. But, I just wanted to go through a quick little, here's the argument for Jimmy G starting week one. First off, the Lions and Eagles are very winnable games. That's who we open up with. It's on the road with fans. Remember, that's a pretty key element, especially when you're talking about Philadelphia early in the season. Are you going to send Trey Lance into hostile environments? I'm not saying Detroit's necessarily hostile, but week one, it's the most engaged fans are probably going to be all year until they, you know, realize their team's not any good, like every season. So is that how you're going to open up Trey Lance's career? Two straight road games and then come home for two tough games. I think Jimmy G is obviously more prepared to go into those environments and pull out victories for you. I think Jimmy G can operate the playbook, right? Like, we've seen him do it a number of times. He got this team to the Super Bowl by running a run-first approach and delivering the ball to where it needs to be and move the chains. I think the other big key is with those road games, like, the NFC West is going to be elite this year, right? You can't afford to get off to a slow start. If you get off to a slow start, you're playing catch-up. This division is going to be just a gauntlet all season long, right? So I think with two winnable games, the Niners have to pull these out. They need to start the season 2-0 if they want to shot this division, in my opinion. You come home versus Green Bay and Seattle, but you got to remember these teams have tough starts as well. Like, Seattle's got to play the Colts. Obviously, Wentz is probably not going to start, although he did practice this morning, so we'll see there. But then they got to go Titans-Vikings. Like, Seattle could be 0-3. They could be 3-0. Like, they've got a tough start. Rams, Bears, Colts, Bucks, Cardinals. Like, they have a tough start. Cardinals, they open up Titans, Vikings. Then they get the Jaguars. But then they got to play the Rams. Like, I think the Niners have a very, very optimistic, you know, approach here that they could end up 3-1 to start this season. And so, you know, if Trey's not ready, are you willing to maybe sacrifice a slow start for the bigger picture? I don't know. It's definitely an interesting conversation. My biggest thing on why I think Jimmy Garoppolo does end up starting, if, you know, putting myself in Kyle's shoes here, you can always go from Jimmy G to Garoppolo. Or I'm sorry, Jimmy G to Lance. I don't think you can go the other way around. I think once you make that decision that Trey Lance is your guy, he's your guy for the next decade maybe. You're not going to go back and forth. You're not going to rotate. When you name him the starting quarterback, he's your starting quarterback, point blank. I think Kyle is going to take the more disciplined approach, you could say, and say, look, he's like a veteran Major League Baseball pitcher. We are giving him the rock in a playoff game. We're going to ride him as long as he can go, as long as he's solid. But the minute that there's, you know, bases loaded and he runs into some trouble, Lance is going to be in the bullpen warming up and ready to rock. So I think they're going to put Garoppolo in, see how far he can take this team, and ride it. Because there's a chance, a really good chance, that Garoppolo comes down with an injury. Or, you know, maybe it's not until game 3, game 4, maybe game 7 that Garoppolo starts to falter a little bit. And by then, that buys Lance time to kind of be in the playbook, see real world reps, see the game. Kyle's going to have packages for him, get him out there on the field in situations that are favorable. I think that's the approach that Kyle's thinking. But, you know, who knows, right? And I think, too, like you see in these preseason games, like, Trey Lance is missing throws, too, right? So, you know, whereas Trey Lance might have the bigger upside, I think Kyle knows what he's getting in Jimmy G and knows he can win football games with Jimmy G. So that's the argument I think everyone's saying, for lack of a better term, that's on Team Jimmy G to start week one. The argument for Trey Lance, game reps is what he needs, right? Practice and everything else, it just doesn't simulate the real game. So he's going to have some struggles. But the argument is, do we speed up that development process by getting him in day one, playing day one? He needs to develop. He needs to take those lumps. He needs to take the, you know, make those mistakes in order to learn and grow. And if you think you can win games with him early on, you know, maybe he's fully like operational and rocking and rolling by midseason. So that's, I think, the biggest argument for Lance is like, why are we postponing the inevitable here? And I think overall, the thought is, obviously they traded up for him, is this team needs Trey Lance and his ceiling to win a Super Bowl. The only way, you know, you get that ceiling is he needs to start at the ground floor and work his way up from there. So, again, why are we prolonging that? Get him in early, let him get his, you know, mistakes out of the way and get him up to speed. So when you hit midseason and you hit the end of the year in that home stretch, like, he's fully functional and capable at that point. The other argument is, look, Kyle can scheme up anybody, right? This team went 6-10 last year with Mullins and Beathard, both who are backups on other teams now. They were backup here to Jimmy Garoppolo. So this team can win 6 games with those guys with a depleted roster and injuries across the board. You know, I think a lot of people are saying, yeah, we might be able to win, you know, 8, 9, 10 games with Jimmy Garoppolo. But if we can do that, then why can't we win 8, 9, 10 games with Trey Lance? And even more. So I think the big elephant in the room when it comes to Trey Lance is, A, is he ready? Does Kyle feel he's ready and can take this team and get victories? But also, is Kyle going to let him run and gun? Because I think what we're seeing right now is Trey Lance is probably not ready to sit back and drop back in the pocket 25, 35 times in a game and just run Kyle's offense. If Kyle's going to be running RPOs and let this kid use his legs and run and gun, I don't know how you don't play Trey Lance, right? If that's what you're going to allow him to do, because you can manufacture an offense around his legs alone. Now you add in the passing element with Ayuk, Debo, Kittle, the running game. I think you have a pretty dangerous and dynamic offense there. It's just a matter of what Kyle's wanting to do and willing to do, feels he's ready to do. So I think the big thing that a lot of people are seeing right now is, well, if Garoppolo is going to make mistakes and turn the ball over, what are we missing? And I don't disagree with that. So I think the ball is very much in Garoppolo's court. I think, again, I'm sticking with my prediction from a few weeks ago. They're going to roll Garoppolo out there week one. So it's the safe move. I think Kyle knows Super Bowl is not won here in 3 weeks. It can make a difference if you make the playoffs or win the division, but it's not won week one, two, or three. If Jimmy can go in there, command the offense, move the ball, win games, I think it is buying Trey Lance more development time, and I think they're going to ride it. If Garoppolo can go out there and, again, throw a perfect game and, you know, a no-hitter and take this team deep into the 7th, 8th, 9th inning, they're going to do it. They're going to let him go. If he stumbles, if he gets hurt, if he's turning the ball over, we're going to see Trey Lance. There's no doubt about it. He's going to get packages anyways, but if Garoppolo can go out there and kind of hold his water and take care of business, they're going to ride it out. So I firmly believe that's kind of my prediction on what we're going to see here in a few weeks. But I don't know, man. Did Kyle leave the door open for Trey to go get it? We'll find out. So that's my quick little breakdown and an overview of my take on how last night played out. And we'll see what happens here in the next week or two. So should be fun. Feel free to interact with me. VinnyLevine29 there on Twitter. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, interact with me on YouTube as well. And until next time, peace.